one of the best, not the best. He ran marathons. And the reason why he wasn't the best, many people said, well, because physically he wasn't that fit or suitable for marathons. He was 6'2" tall, 1.88 meters. His VO2 max, his maximum heart, maximum oxygen capacity was not that high as the top runners in the world. But what he had going for him was that he was the hardest worker on the circuit. He would run in excess of 100 miles a week, way over 100 miles a week. Worked very hard. Sorry, I wrote it down. Yeah, way over 100 miles each week. And he became one of the best runners in the world, but never got to being at the very best. And then what happened? Because of his hard work, overexertion, he got injured quite seriously and couldn't run for a whole month as he was training for one of the most important marathons. This marathon was in Japan. So for a whole month, couldn't train, hardly walked. About a week before, he started just very lightly jogging. And he said he'll run in Japan. He was invited there as one of the best runners in the world. He said he'll use it as a training run, as part of his training regime for the next marathon. So he comes to this marathon having not trained for over a month, breaks his personal best record by 8 minutes, and becomes the first person in history to run a marathon in under 2 hours and 10 minutes, running it in 2 hours, 9 minutes, and 36 seconds.